A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Here we are with special guests today, Serene.
We have special guests in the house.
And they are family. And we are so excited to introduce Sarah and Derek. Sarah, daughter. Sarah is a wife and mother. She's many things. She's actually a coach too. But her dad is Derek. And he is the one, he actually was our first man coach. And, but we're just going to hear their stories today because their stories are incredible. Actually, both of you have incredible stories. You know, Derek to me was kind of a phenomenon because I've seen you on Facebook and I was like, this man, and I followed you on the app and I love watching your meals and you're very cool. You're just
well,
like,
I didn't follow you at all because I don't go on social media, but I tell you what, I just fell in love with the smile. Mm-hmm. Derek has the best smile in the whole history of the world. And so
I did. Did I ask you, Sarah, I want your dad on the potty sometime. I mean, could he come? Would he come? And she's like, yes. And you know what? Our stories really tie in. So we needed to hear the whole thing because you're the one that brought him to this. And can we get a hello from you? I'm rattling on, but just say hello.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for having me. It's an honor and privilege to be here today.
Say something for us. What you go by, Papa? What? What do you go by? I call you
Derek. I go by many things, but yeah, it's true. Trim Healthy Papa.
Trim Healthy Papa.
Is what most people would recognize.
Yes.
I love it.
And I know I'm going to get to, we're going to get to your story, but we can't just jump in there because we need to sort of start with you, Sarah, because I mean, you are a Trim Healthy vet. I mean, you are one of our, you know, foremost coaches. You're one of the very first coaches. And I know you've helped so many people on plan and you, but your story itself is pretty incredible. So where do you want to start? Because people want to hear, I have never heard your full story.
Okay, so, well, I can start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Actually, so I'm Sarah. I have 6 kids. I'm from Minnesota. My kids range from 28 down to 18 months. My oldest son is adopted.
Oh.
And so we have 3 boys and 3 girls.
Yeah. The Brady Bunch.
Exactly. I'm a homeschool mom, obviously a THM coach. And I have been doing Trim Healthy Mama for 10 years
You were one of the first.
Yes. So actually my story starts with, we had a journey with infertility. And so we had 2 children using infertility help.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were told essentially that we would never have more children. And so we also have 10 babies in heaven.
Wow.
And so through this journey, a friend of mine, her name's Renee, she brought me the Above Rubies magazine.
Ah, that's a mom's magazine.
Yes. And so that led me to, God was calling me to surrender my fertility and saying, are you trusting me? Are you going to give this to me? And I completely had to just surrender this to him. And it was the following year I had my daughter, A Ray of Hope, without any infertility help, completely a gift from God.
Wow.
And so that right after that, it, through the magazine, was how I found your guys' book. And part of my journey was I was a sugar addict and I had been praying, Lord, please help me get off of sugar.
Oh.
And so through that, he brought Trim Healthy Mama. And one of the things that drew me in was I couldn't stand the phrase, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And it was no more fads and you could have cake. And I was like, I am so in.
Sold. So did you get the first book like with Serene's baby on the front cover?
Yes.
The soggy diaper.
And you went to the cafe and saw that breezy Breezy was the baby. She looks about 19, but she's just 12. But
So you got to explain that for people listening, Serena.
Oh, yes. The baby on the front cover. We originally had a baby and then we had it removed because we were like, you know, but it's not just for mama mamas.
It's for mama mamas.
For the mama mamas too. Just, you know, girlfriend, mama, you know. And so we thought to ourselves, no, we'll take the baby off because it's kind of just exclusive. We want to include all females.
Funny backstory to that, though. You know, we put Serene's in a dot. It was a soggy diaper too. People are like, why is that diaper soggy?
Oh, it looked not soggy to me. Oh, it looked hilltop wonderful.
But anyway, my mom, she was the first one who did some printings of our book. And that's how, you know, the very first veterans all found out through my mom's magazine. But so Serene and I were like, Mom, we think we got to take that baby off the front cover because it's, you know, people think you can only have babies to do this plan. Mom did not like that, did she? We had a bit of a little sister and mother little fight, but in the end, we took it off, and I think Mom got over it.
But anyway, that little baby is now almost 6 feet.
Yeah, and she works at the cafe.
Yes, we got to meet her. That was amazing.
Yeah,
and work out with her. I work out with her doing the work in. So,
oh, really?
You know, yeah.
Oh, yes, of course. Because she's in the work in.
Yes, yes, right. I thought you were doing like, a little work in at the cafe.
Well, that would have been fun.
Yeah, so keep going, mate. Okay. So we're just going to mess you up and just like send you on all sorts of rabbit trails.
That's okay. So when I started it, I'm one of those people I have to put things to the test to see if they're going to work because I had done like every diet under the sun. And
can I ask you something? Huh? You had done every diet under the sun, but did you have a weight problem growing up?
Yes, up and down all the time, emotional, just roller coaster. I had gained and lost hundreds of pounds many times, but like over exercising, counting calories, like I'd done all the things.
But were you were you then an obese? I'm looking at you now and you're a very trim person. Were you an obese person in your life?
Yes.
So you were. What about when you started Trim Healthy Mama or had other diets?
So I had just had Araya.
Okay.
And so I was probably like 30 pounds overweight, okay, I would say.
Yes.
And so I I started doing it for 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, I had lost all the weight.
Wow.
And so it came off really quickly.
Yes.
And I did, at that time, I could do like lots of heavy
yes.
And I could get away with a lot more things than I do now.
Yeah. And you were, you were in your like 30s.
Yes. So I would have been like just turning 30.
Yeah. Okay.
So then after I had my daughter and I had just started this, I'm going to fast forward a little bit now. The Lord had said, you're going to have another son and daughter, but he didn't really give me a time frame.
Wow.
So during that season, in 2017, I had my son. And that's when we actually moved my parents from Colorado to Minnesota. And they live with us now.
Wow.
And so my dad had started watching me. At this point, he was really starting to see like, oh, she's really still doing this. Because he had also gone through all the diets. And, you know, it's like, really? Okay, it's just another thing you're doing. But then I'm gonna go past his part just for a second. But in 2020, I got pregnant with my daughter.
Yes.
And this was me going through a whole new season of Trim Healthy Mama because I ended up gaining 80 pounds that year. It was really hard on me. And I just learned
now, is that because of 2020 or was that just because of your new age for being pregnant or what do you think?
I think it was more my age and I had gotten away with like eating kind of whatever and heavy yes. And now my body's like, you're older and you really can't keep doing these things. So 2021, I had my daughter at the end of 2020. Her name's Haven Promise.
Can I ask you something? I'm just such a curious person. I have to know all the details. So no, prior to that, you'd had how many children? Five, right? Four?
So,
I'm not talking about the ones that are in heaven, like the, you know, the delivered pregnancies.
Yes. So I had four children. She is my fifth. So I birthed five.
Yeah. So you'd never gained 80 pounds before?
I had gained, like the most I had gained was 50.
Okay,
so this was just extremely overwhelming for me.
So did you feel really not quite well either with 80 pounds? Because that's quite a lot.
I felt awful.
Yeah.
It was really hard. And
so was it just, because I'm sort of curious about this and the way our bodies can change. Was it just like, you know, heavy S and cream cheesing all the time?
Because everyone was kind of heavy S-ing out in 2020. Yeah. A lot of people. Or they were only breading, nothing
cheesing.
Or
was it too like just, just because, you know, you're pregnant, just maybe, you know, delving into corn chips here and there and just some things that aren't necessarily horrible, but they're just there and you're eating them because, you know, you're pregnant.
Honestly, yeah. I really think it was milk for me because I had really bad heartburn. And so I would drink a glass of milk.
Oh, right.
And my body just doesn't really process dairy super good. Yeah. I have to be dairy low.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think I just consumed too many things like that.
Milk promotes weight gain for me too. Yes.
So I think that was really one of the biggest culprits. I've had time to kind of like process and go through it because I think that's one of the key things that as a term healthy mama, we all go through different seasons and journeys and we have to tweak things. And I just learned so much that year because 2021, I spent, that was me practicing my comeback.
Right. Yes.
And
was that hard? Can I ask you as a coach, because you've been a coach since you were one of our first coaches and here you are helping, you know, hundreds of people, right? And you're in the limelight because you're quite a presence and there you go, gain 80 pounds. And you're in front of everybody.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I tried not to take a lot of pictures, like full body pictures, because I was so embarrassed and I couldn't figure out like, what did I do? What did I do wrong? But it's given me a heart of compassion for a lot of mamas come to me and they've gone through something super similar and they're starting again. And so I was like, sometimes we just need a do-over. And that's what it felt like for me is I'm getting to do a do-over so I can have a heart of compassion and understanding towards these women who, when life hits, it can be really heavy and hard and that it's never over. It's never quit.
Oh, I love it.
Never quit.
Because before that, obviously, from what I'm listening to your story, it was kind of easy for you to lose 30 pounds and then, you know, maintain all these years and, you know, you're the star coach and here I am. And then, okay, life just hit. So, I mean, I think that that's kind of the big story here.
Yeah.
So what happened then?
That's when your coaching really got credentials.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? Okay. That's the funny part of it is God was like, hey, look, I gave you a really awesome before and after picture now because I really didn't have a great picture because I also didn't want to take pictures. So if I could encourage anyone listening, take your before and after pictures, take the before pictures, even if you don't want to, because you don't know what kind of transformation you're going to have. And it's so helpful and inspiring to yourself and others. And you never, sometimes you can't see it in yourself unless you take those before pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ended up, I lost 80 pounds in 10 months.
Wow.
So it was dramatic and quick. What I did was I focused on one fuel each day was how I started. So I did like an all S day. And then I would do like an all E day because one of my hangups was the heavy S. And I was like, I have to force myself out of this. And so I need to have like all E days so I can do that. And I had gotten that principle from the original book. You had mentioned like if you need to learn the fuels, then focus in on one fuel. And so that's, I also like the fuel cycle for that reason because it helps me keep my body guessing.
Yes.
And so then during that time, I would say around 6 months, my body kind of stalled. And so I'm like, okay, well, what do you do when you're exercising and you know, your body, like you're lifting the same weights, right? Yeah. And your body's like, okay, yeah, Sarah, you've been lifting 5 pounds every day. If you don't change it up, your body doesn't really change.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, I got to kind of tweak and change what I'm doing so I can see more results because I still had weight to lose. So I started eating, you were talking about eating more ease. And I was like, all right, I'm going to really focus in on this. I love doing experiments. And so I'm like, I feel like we're all walking science experiments.
Yes,
and you have to be willing to experiment on yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing all ease all day and with a light S. And then I started—
Welcome to my world.
Yes. Yes. And then I really started like paying attention to the triggers, like things that might cause inflammation for me, which that was when I really honed in on the dairy and I was like, and then even gluten I've noticed. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing in 2020, I had started in on like the whole sourdough craze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I think that was part of it too.
And were you with the sourdough craze, because I know it's pretty epic right now. What sort of grains were you using in that? Were you using like a wheat or was it ancient grains?
I was using like the King Arthur 100% whole wheat?
Yeah, whole wheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, because I know a lot of people and they're doing, you know, a lot of the sourdough right now, but I do think they might be over-glutenizing themselves still because they're using modern wheats, even this white wheat.
And it depends,
wheat,
I suppose,
you know,
how long of the fermentation. It's
true, too.
Like that.
It's mm-hmm. true, too. But I think the ancient grains are a little more safer.
Well, it's kind of the gluten the way God designed it before yeah. Monsanto got.
Yeah. But honestly, some people have it. To stay right away. Yeah. But I know that your daughter-in-law, Serene Esther, mm-hmm. cannot do gluten. She, yeah. I mean, instant headache. But she's been, you know, totally sensitive since she was a little girl. She can't even do the modern, she can't do
Ezekiel bread.
She can't do sourdough when it has ordinary grains in it. Yeah. But she can do the ancient.
Yeah, she does spelt and kumut so well.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of interesting. Keep mm-hmm. going. That was a sidetrack.
Yes, we love to throw in those sidetracks.
I
tracks.
Know, but it's really good for people listening because they're all,
And for new peeps that are listening in the room too, just the S that she was talking about is just the satisfying meals that are more fat mm-hmm. centered, and the E's that she started to hone in on. They're just more of the gentle carbohydrates, the energizing carbohydrate meals. Yeah. Pearl's always like, you got to remember the new pizza in the room, Serene.
Yes, that's true. Good girl, Serene. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Going back to the sourdough stuff, I was also like doing cinnamon rolls. So it was like dairy and gluten.
Yeah, right.
And that is, I just noticed when I started pulling back on those things, I was like, oh, that could have been causing a lot of inflammation and me holding on to water. And so it was like releasing all those things too. Mm. And as when I lost all that weight too, God exposed to me that we're like an onion. And if we're still hooked to sugar, we can't unpeel the onion and see the next layer that He wants us to focus in on and work. And I had, you know, so once I got off sugar, I was able to see the next layer, which for me ended up being emotional eating. And God has just really opened my eyes and my heart to that for women, because it's so strong and so prominent, and a problem that we all, I feel like many women.
And men, right. And do you think it could have even been a generational thing too, maybe?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely runs deep in our family. So.
Yes. Do you feel like it has definitely had a stronger hold on you when you were pregnant too, the emotional eating?
I think so, because, feeling stressed, feeling tired, overwhelmed, just all the emotions and, you know, turning to food for comfort instead of turning to God and just having, just looking for comfort in the wrong ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I think it's amazing that all of that, she was still true to the plan. Mm. And she really just had to become the coach to herself and really examine herself and keep track of it and be her own best, you know, customer.
Yeah. That's so that's so true, right? You had to be your coach.
Yeah,
80 pounds heavier, and you're like, okay, how do I coach myself? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know, and that's another piece of it is leading by example,
right?
You know, and really showing up and being who I say I am. And that was really important to me. So I was like, I have to figure this out so I can help other mamas figure it out too.
Was there one, any part of you at any time, at any, you know, night or morning that the lie whispered to you, well, you're obviously not. You know, you're not worthy to do this because you aren't looking the way you're supposed to. Did you get those lies in your head?
Oh, I still get those lies
in
my head.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, the enemy wants me to think I have to be perfect and I have to have my life together. But I've really been able to speak God's truth over my life and know true transparency. People just want to see like what's really going on in your life, and it makes you more relatable. Because I know, like, I go live and do YouTubes that are just me and my family, and I'm always terrified when I do it because my little guy might come in and say something inappropriate. And and so, like, I had made some chocolate bars, and he's like, "Oh, mom." What did I ask him? I asked him, do you want some? And he goes, oh, that looks like poop. And I was like, oh. So I just never know what's going to be said. But people like that because that's how their lives are too. Yeah. And so I think that makes it more relatable. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to, it's a little bit vulnerable when I put myself out there because I feel like, okay, well here, I feel a little naked because I don't know what people are going to say. But I just know that God has really shown me the women that I've been able to encourage and help. And that really inspires me to keep going because I just, that's my biggest heart is God had told me, I brought you a ray of hope and now you're going to bring a ray of hope to other people. And so now I'm on this mission to encourage, empower, and equip women to bring them a ray of hope so they can go out and bring a ray of hope to others so we can help the next generation. And that's like my heart and soul is I want to be able to help families and kids because I know that we all need to have health and healing in this nation.
That's so, so good. True. So, so true. And it will be like a multi-generational thing as I sit here and look at the two of you, you know, transformed. And I see your dad. I can't wait to hear his story too.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like when we go through struggles and we go through trials, like I said, you really got your coach credentials when you went through, you know, a difficult struggle with your own weight and health journey. And it's like, you know, when I'm choosing a midwife to deliver one of my babies, I like one who's like had a few under her belt herself and gone through the pain and realized the struggle and realized how it really feels. And so I feel like, you know, your clients too, knowing that you've hit, you know, a rock bottom and you've had to climb out of a hole is so much more, I feel, endearing. Like you said, they love the vulnerability that, okay, you've walked through it and you're real, you know? And so, no, I just think it only adds.
Do you feel like you have a lot more to give people now when they come to you, say, stuck, you know, say, hey, I've tried this Trim Healthy Mama thing and it's not working for me right now. Like, do you feel like you have, because of your own story, you know, where it was hard and where you, you know, found a breakthrough, is this just so much more to give to them now then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And people just want to feel, you know, seen and heard and acknowledged, like where they're at and what they're going through. And so now I just feel like I can walk closer with them and really have a heart of understanding and that it really takes... It's more than just knowledge. Yeah. I can give them the knowledge, but they have to actually apply it and do it. And so that's been what I've been focusing on is people taking action instead of just, let me teach you something. Right. Let me tell you what to do. It's like, now go do it.
Right.
Now go do it. Because that's where I've had to be was a walk of obedience to God. And sometimes that can be really scary and really long and really hard. Yeah. And I feel like, me taking that walk, I was able to plant a seed, like the little mustard seed. I wanted to read a scripture too from James. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. And I watched my dad, he watched me for 5 years before he said, okay, I think this is working. I think I want to go and try this. I'm interested in doing this with you. And so...
Had you encouraged him before that? Talked to him? Or were you like...
she's being kind. She's being kind. She was encouraging me and challenging me. And at one point... She actually, it wasn't me coming to her as much as it was. She came to me and it's like, do you want to do this? I'm willing to coach you. And that was a very meaningful thing. There was two times she did something like that. That one was really impactful to me. It's like, yes. And I had to be vulnerable. And I had to say, yes, I need your help.
So the first time she asked you, it was like a no, not ready yet?
Yeah. That's the way it was. And then when she came to me and she seriously, you know, challenged me and I was not doing well. And so when she asked me that question, do you want, you know, will you do this? I can help you. And she's like, I will spend the time. I will teach this to you.
Yeah.
And
was that before you were like, you know, we've only had this coaching thing for what, 3 or 4 years, maybe?
I will have been a coach for 4 years in June. Yeah, so
you
yes,
were one
4
of the
years.
First. Yeah. So before that, you know, we did that because, well, people were so excited about, like you. Like you were probably coaching people way before you were an official coach, because that's just what people do. Mm-hmm. They're just so excited. But, you know, then we had people out there teaching our plan on YouTube, and it was kind of crazy what they were saying. We're like, that's not what we teach. So we did an official coaching program for just those who are just so excited. You know, any if you're listening, you don't have to have a coach, but boy, sometimes it's just, it's that handhold that some of us need.
And Pearl and I, we had a coach.
Yes, we
did. Because Pearl, you were my coach.
And you were mine.
We coached each other. And so we didn't do this thing
I don't
thing
know
alone.
How I would have done it. I couldn't have done it alone, Serena.
Yeah.
And so some people just have their friends and they're doing with them and, you know, sometimes, but sometimes it's that accountability. But was this before, did you ask your dad to coach him before you were an official coach?
Yeah, it was before.
Yeah. Right.
So were you her first student?
I was her first probably official student,
yes.
But I know that she was reaching out and she was helping people already.
Yeah.
And so I had seen that.
Yeah.
And so when she approached me, it's like, yes, I.
What
I
sort was, of health were you in at that time? I know we're going
to
get.
Are we allowed to?
Yeah, well, we're going to hear Derek's story in part two. But still, I want to know. I want to set the scene.
Good.
Because I want people
you.
To come hear your story. What sort of health were you in at that time? You said it was bad.
I was on several medications, you know, for cholesterol and high blood pressure and for depression.
Really?
And I had poor self-image and I, you know, things like. My joints were, you know, aching and hurting and, you know, just getting around.
Well, do you know my perspective of the whole thing? When I first met you, it was at the CMS. It was at the factory. I think it was the first time I met you, Derek.
How many
and we
years
were in
was
the kitchen.
2 years ago or three?
I'm not sure, but you looked so, I mean, your smile is incredible. It's so contagious. And I'm like, wow, that's like the happiest. So interesting you said you struggle with depression because I'm like, that must be one of the happiest men I've ever met. Like you just had joy just radiating from you. But you looked fantastic. But every time I've seen you since, you look younger and younger.
And buffer.
Right now you look 15 years younger. Yeah, it's like you get younger but, as you go along.
So when you first came to him, Sarah, it's not all about the pounds, but I'm just a curious person and I like details. So how overweight were you at that time?
I was like probably not the full 100 pounds because I had knocked off some. But I was up to probably 70 pounds more than I am now.
Wow. That's amazing.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Keep going, Sarah. You got more to say, right?
I do. I just wanted to encourage people to never give up hope on anyone because I started planting this seed and we're all seed planters. We all, when we're living the life and being the example, we're all influencers. We're influencing those around us. And I know that I got to witness a seed be planted and then not just grow into a small plant, but grow into that tree like the scripture talks about. And I feel like I got to see that with my dad.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because he's gained so much more life and just he's vibrant and living for God even closer. And I know that we can all do that for other people when we apply what we're learning and just lead by example. And we need to do that for our kids. So that we can help them so that they can help the next generation and the generation after that. So it's just so near and dear to my heart that we learn how to really apply what we're learning and take action.
You know, it's so funny that you said your dad watched you for 5 years because kind of similarly to my husband, when Serena and I first started Trim Healthy Mama and, you know, I was so excited. I just said to my husband, well, this is the way we're going to eat. It's working for me. It's working for me. He's like, it's the way you're going to eat. It's not the way I'm going to eat. And he kept up. He was very much of a sugarholic. He kept up his sugar. Like he kept all the way he wanted to eat for a full year, just really ignoring what I was doing. But he kept saying, I'm glad it's working for you. You know, I'm glad it's working for you. And then one day I remember he was just super, because he used to eat 5 cookies after dinner every night and be super happy. You've seen that smile he gets when my husband has sugar. It's a special smile. Then like 45 minutes later, he'd be in the biggest grump, funk, like low sugar. And I said, honey, this has to stop. Just let me cook these foods for you. See what you think. He's like, okay. And you know, that was what? I mean, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband's not perfect, but he's 50 pounds down and has kept it off all this time and just happy.
Yeah.
He's probably not nearly as you know, great as you are on plan, Derek, Trim Healthy Papa. But it's been amazing what it's done for him with his mood. He doesn't have those big sinkhole moods anymore.
No, he doesn't.
The sugar was doing it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a year. It's just what I'm saying. It's just living it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and to never give up hope on any family member, because I know I get a lot of comments like, oh, I don't have my family on plan. And it's just, you have to start. You have to start doing it and living it, because you don't know what kind of seed you are planting. And maybe you're not the one to water it, but someone else will.
Yes.
And later down the road, you're going to see the fruit from it. Yeah. So you just have to take the action steps of faith and believe that, you know, there's always hope.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's so interesting. It's just coming full circle into my brain just about how, you know, you read the scripture about the seed and it was just a small seed. And look, now it's the hugest tree amongst the trees, you know. And Alison Hartman, she's been on this potty before. The potty about Israel.
Yes, and your son's marrying her daughter.
Yes, my son's just recently engaged to her beautiful daughter, Hallie. But anyway, she was just recently, we went down to just work on the wedding date together. And she was like, Serene, you don't know, but you and my husband were talking about health. And you know, you guys have been talking to me about health for so long. And I just was like, oh, no, whatever. I just want to go into my room and eat my brownie, you know, because she loves sweet things. And she was into health, but she still loved her brownie, you know, and she didn't want to give herself over 100%. But she's like, Serene, I want you to know, don't ever think that, you know, just even when you just, don't ever think even the small seeds, don't think that they don't count. She said, because I was just watching you guys talk and you were so passionate about health and the food that God created to provide that health. And I saw the spark in your eyes, Serene. She said, and I went into my room and I knew I was going to have the last like ice cream binge of my life. She said, and I was just downing this whole tub of ice cream. And her husband came in the room and was like, darling, what are you doing? And she's like, well, I'm changing.
She's
like 40 something pounds down now. And she's like a health psycho.
Yeah.
And she's into it. But she's like, it was that seed. It was that one night. You know, it was just the smallest thing. You've sat and talked to me, you know, before and talked like in all your big lecture voice and it didn't do anything. But it was that small seed. It was a spark in your eye.
Yeah. So great.
And that's how I feel about my Trim Healthy Mama journey. It was like all these little small seeds being planted and watered like during the whole time. And I had no idea. Like, I can't believe I'm sitting right here right now. And it's all because of all these little seeds along the way that got watered. And it's just amazing to me to see how God works. And he can do that. If he can do that for me, he can do that for anybody.
Oh, so true. I mean, that's so great. I loved your story. And your coaching is the name of your daughter, right? Array of Hope.
Yeah. Hope Health.
Array of Hope Health. I love that. So, I mean, if you ever need help, Sarah is incredible.
Yeah.
And her heart is huge.
And I love that name too, because this one thing we always have hope. You know, as long as somebody is still breathing, there is always, always hope. And people can just totally turn their lives around.
So Sarah, people want to get in touch with you. How would they go about that?
They can find me on my website at arrayahopehealth.com. And that's ARAYA and then hope, HOPE, health.com.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for coming, Sarah. Now next week we're going to hear from your dad. So stay around and tune in next week. We're going to hear from Derek and his story. Trim healthy mama my way. And then I'll be
trim healthy mama to stay. Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.